Claire Verbuchen first went to a Romanian orphanage 11 years ago. She was 17, and her school offered a chance to volunteer over spring break. That week would change her life.
There were kids tied to their beds, and they were just left there all day, and they were dirty, and they were beaten a lot of the time by the staff. And I was just shocked. I was shocked that they let us see it. I was shocked that it existed. I didn't even believe what I was seeing. And when I came back home, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
She told her parents she had to go back, and eventually they agreed she could return for a month that summer. The children were thrilled, but Verbuchen was heartbroken.
We would walk into a room and they would all run towards me screaming, "Mom, Mom, Mom," you know? And it was really upsetting. And then they would climb all over me and fight to be the ones that would sit in my lap.
She went home each night exhausted. And when she returned to the States, she was preoccupied.
I started keeping a notebook of ideas. You know, how could I help? How could I change things? And I didn't just want to make life better for the kids in the orphanage. I wanted to stop kids from ever getting to the orphanage.
To do that, she would establish a family support center to help parents care for their children. She and her roommate at Princeton University started raising money.
We sat outside of grocery stores. We, you know, wrote newsletters and mailed them out to hundreds and hundreds of households. I went door to door, and eventually I got together enough money to start up this center. And then when I graduated from college, I started recruiting children and trying to find families who I thought I could work with.
Seven families agreed to be part of her program, known as Open Doors.
I had the kids come every day after school from about 1 till about 6 in the evening. And they did their homework with me, took showers. They had clothes that I washed and kept there for them, so they changed their clothes every day there. I had to de-louse a lot of kids, take them to the doctor. A lot of them had a lot of different problems. And then with the parents, you know, I would meet with them every couple of weeks and try to talk to them about parenting. And at first I tried to hold these big groups. I envisioned, you know, like a PowerPoint presentation and me standing up there, and they didn't come. So I started going from house to house, walking around until about 10 at night, following up on different issues with parents, with teachers, with kids.
And in every situation, she tried to understand what a family was going through. She recalls inviting one difficult and abusive mother to go out for cake and conversation.
And it turned out she had been on the street since she was 13. She'd been kicked out of her house. You know, her parents had been abusive. She had no models for good parents. So she was doing her best to hold on to all of her children, to put food on the table, and she was just overwhelmed. And I encouraged her to share her story with her children. They really didn't know the details. And now that they do, they've stopped calling her the witch, which is what they used to call her, and, you know, started trying to understand.
Da.
Salut, Anuța. E Claire la telefon.
Salut.
Cum a fost astăzi?
Binișor. Binișor.
These days, Verbuchen's work continues from her home near the University of Virginia, where she's getting a PhD in psychology. She's up at 6 each day, on the phone for 2 hours, trying to solve problems 8,000 kilometers away.
I mean, it's all different things. I have a kid who's getting in fights at school. I have to talk to him, his teacher, the school director who wants to expel him, his parents to try to get them to go to the school because they've been avoiding all the school meetings. You know, or I have a kid who's just feeling sad and feeling overwhelmed and who wants to talk. Or I have staff who don't really know how to handle the problems our kids are creating.
Take Visi, for example. Verbuchen met him at the orphanage when he was just 4. At the age of 12, he was living on the street, and at 14, he was arrested for joining a gang of thieves. Claire has placed him in a home, but criminal charges are pending.
Nu, nu are ce se întâmplă la tribunal.
Ah, ai emoții.
Cam da.
Și eu am pentru tine. Poate să anulează iarăși.
Și dacă mă închide, ce faci?
Visi tells her he's really worried, and Claire says she's worried for him. What will she do if they lock him up, he wonders. She promises to try and get him out, to call, and if necessary, cause a big fuss, come back to Romania, and see what can be done. Verbuchen admits that this work has obsessed her, that in some respects she sacrificed her own youth to the cause.
I worked 8 different part-time jobs in college to make money to go over there. I didn't have a lot of fun. I did my schoolwork and I went to work and that was it.
But there have also been great rewards. teaching the children songs, helping with schoolwork, watching them grow, and knowing that she's made a dramatic difference in their lives. For Deutsche Welle Radio, I'm Sandy Hausman.